This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I've been hoping to inspire you to ask God to give you a vision so that you rise above mediocrity and soar to the heights for which God created you. What does a vision look like? Here are five signs to help you identify your God-given vision. Number one, it won't go away. As you pray about it, it gets stronger, not weaker. Sign number two, there's a need for it. Number three, God will open doors for you. You'll see some small and or large miracles as God opens these doors, and you'll be amazed. You'll be frightened and awestruck and excited. And sign number four, your spiritual leaders will encourage you. And number five, God will give you the right people to help you. Elsie Ryungu is my friend in Nairobi, Kenya. Several years ago at our conference there, I spoke on this topic, asking God for a vision. As always, Elsie took to heart what she heard. She prayed about it and then began a ministry to help save marriages. She rented a venue near her home with money she didn't have to spare and started a monthly meeting for couples. She got speakers, planned the programs, advertised and invited, and for several years, she continued that ministry. After she began, she wrote, "Couples ministry is running on well as we meet once a month. It is exciting to minister to mostly young couples. I have had three separated marriages, and after counseling, two of them are restored and enjoying their union. My desire this year is to reach families in the rural areas where the need is enormous. Pray for me." She had no money, no support system backing her up. God gave her a vision, and she was obedient to it, and she was filled with joy to be doing what God has called her to do. Are you willing to ask for a vision? It begins with prayer, but at some point you have to put feet to your prayer. Start walking through open doors and just keep taking the next right step. Remember, when it comes to pursuing your vision, if you don't go for it, it will fade and you'll miss the blessing. Use it or lose it. And the more you pursue God's vision for you, the more ability and gifts you will have to do it. God will stretch you and gift you like you've never dreamed. But that won't happen until you take that first step. Remember that we have many resources available for you on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. I hope you have a great weekend and you join me again on Monday.